How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is Knox Manning in Hollywood, taking you on another brief journey behind the scenes. Once again, we draw the curtain to watch a fragment of forgotten drama, a story of people and places already hidden in the background of destiny. Today, we shall meet a brave man who fought the enemy, then took one of them as his own. But first, a word from your announcer. That's a very fine idea. Now step with me behind the scenes to a battlefield in Florida during the Creek Indian War of 1814. It's not a pleasant sight. Hundreds of Indians and white men are lying on the field, dead or dying. A village is in flames. The power of the Creek tribe has been crushed at last, and the British have lost a valuable ally. Throngs of disconsolate prisoners are being marched into the camps of the victorious soldiers. One of the soldiers assigned to round up and guard the prisoners approached his commanding officer. He tried to manage a salute, but it was a rather awkward attempt, hampered as he was by a small bundle wrapped in a battle-worn uniform coat. "General, I found this young'un near one of the tents. His ma was dead. He's rather little to be marching with the other prisoners, sir. What shall I do with him?" The general lifted the wrapping carefully, caught a faint glimmer of a smile on the face of the baby. "Let's take him to the Creek women and ask one of them to take care of him. He's a cute little rascal, isn't he?" But the Indian women were adamant in their refusal to take the baby. "Why save him?" they replied to the command of the officer. "His people are dead, his wigwam is empty, his father was a brave and died with his face to the foe. Let him die, too. Kill the warrior's son now. It's best." Then the general swore a mighty oath. "That boy shall live even if I have to tend him myself. Sergeant, take him to my tent." Then began one of the toughest battles the old general had ever fought, for it was a great struggle indeed to keep the adopted baby alive. The camp was bare of supplies. Lack of rations had almost bred a famine, and the general's larder was as lean as the rest. Vainly he searched the camp and the ruins of the Indian village for some sort of food for the little tyke. Then one of his soldiers discovered a small bag of brown sugar. The general mixed the sugar with water and fed it a little at a time to the starving baby. One day the old officer called in one of his men. "Captain Brady, you're a family man and have children of your own, so I've chosen you for a very special duty." The captain looked sheepishly at his superior, then at the baby, sleeping peacefully in a crude crib near the general's cot. "You mean I'm to take over as nursemaid to the little redskin?" The old man smiled. "Don't look so down at the mouth, Brady. A lot of those men out there would be proud to be the adopted father of such a good-looking, healthy youngster. But don't worry, he won't be in your charge long. I want you to take him to the settlement. I've already sent word ahead to a doctor I know there. The baby's sick, so get one of the squaws to go with you and help you, but keep an eye on her." So the general said goodbye to his little charge and watched the wagon bound for the nearest settlement until it had trundled out of sight. But before the conclusion of our story, a word from your announcer. At the settlement, the baby was cared for at the general's expense until the campaign was over and the old soldier returned to his home in Tennessee. There, he and his wife adopted the boy as their son, caring for him, educating him, loving him as he grew dearer to them day by day. As the boy grew up, he was proud of his new parents, too, and often boasted to his playmates that he was the son of a great warrior, General Andrew Jackson. Now, this is Knox Manning inviting you to join me again tomorrow at this time for another journey into that dim half-light where chance and destiny lift men out from behind the scenes. This is a Hamilton Whitney radio production, transcribed in Hollywood.